A reading from Luke 6, 12-16. One of those days Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray, and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles. Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor.
There's this phrase in here that Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. Eric, I've never done that personally. I've never stayed up all night to pray. But I did witness somebody one time. I'll tell this story real briefly. A lot of our listeners are Stanwich Church members, and they'll know one of our mission partners. His name is Dauda. He's a former Muslim who converted to Christianity, who now lives in New York City and has a wonderful, thriving church there, mostly of former Muslims who now believe in Christ. Years ago, this was probably like 2013 or something like that, when we were first getting to know Dauda, he was in town. He was in Greenwich because he was going to give the moment for mission on a Sunday morning, a little 4-minute thing from our pulpit. And he was staying at Bob and Bonnie Kai's house. I know Bonnie's an active listener of this podcast. She might remember this, but I showed up Sunday morning to pick him up. I think I was picking him up for the earlier service, if I remember correctly. If my story's right, Bonnie, you can email me if I have any of the facts wrong. But I was there, and Bob Kai showed me the bedroom, which is right off the kitchen area where Dauda had been staying the night before. And he said, "Notice how the bed is still made." I said, what are you talking about? And Bob said, yeah, he was up all night praying, just asking the Lord to bless his, moment for mission, which is this 4-minute speech in front of the congregation. Apparently he had stayed up all night praying. And I was so blown away by that. I was just totally impressed by this man's faith and his earnestness and his sincerity and his trust in God. I'd never seen anything like it before or since. So there's a real life example of someone very Christ-like staying up all night to pray. It impresses me.
Does this passage in Luke give you any indication that he was praying for who would be his closest followers? Because that comes right after the description.
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe he's saying, Lord, reveal to me. Who names we would later learn, Andrew, James, Philip, John, and so forth.
Well, what I find interesting in the list of the followers, some of them, Alphaeus, Simon, the zealot, I don't think we know much about them, but we do know something about Judas Iscariot, who ends up betraying Jesus to the authorities in Jerusalem. And it's very interesting that he is here, and he's part of this list that people that are going to be the disciples of Jesus Christ as he goes throughout the countryside. But I think it kind of indicates, maybe I'm dead wrong here, that Jesus knew there was going to be a betrayer in this group of people that would be his followers.
Luke knows that. Luke's the one who wrote that phrase,
right?
Judas, who became a traitor. This is a good question. Like, how much? It's a bigger question. How much did Jesus know? When did he know it? I think it's a mistake to think that he had like as much awareness and knowledge as when he's seated on the throne of the universe. There was some self-limitation. So I don't know. It's a good question. Did Jesus know Judas was going to become the betrayer already back then? I don't know.
Yeah. I would hope it's not one of those questions that, you wander off into the fields and never come back with.
Right.
But it still sort of struck me. I agree with what you're saying, because Luke was not part of this group. He's writing a history of what happened, his gospel. And, it's a remarkable thing. I think later on it does Jesus does seem to know that there is a dark side to Iscariot's, Judas Iscariot's nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.